concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusu Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The next question is from Madame Anne-Marie Araba.
Bonsoir, maître. Recevez toute ma gratitude. Dans le pamphlet sur le réchauffement climatique, il a été dit. En raison de la superge et de la perte de dizaines de millions de sardines chez nos vitales, les eaux de la côte du sud-ouest de l'Afrique sont chargées d'un gaz toxique qui bouillonne depuis le fond de l'océan, tuant la vie sous-marine sur une surface équivalente de celle de la ville de New Jersey et aggravant l'effet de serre. Quelle est l'origine de la nature de ce gaz? Merci, maître.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yes. Bonjour, Mademoiselle Araba. You came all the way from Cotonou, Benin? To be with us? You are from Radio Topka in Cotonou, Benin, right? Thanks for coming to share with us your concern. It is very disturbing to know about the state of the waters off the western coast of your continent. You see, this poisonous gas that you are asking about is formed from the elements that create an oceanic dead zones. Dead zones are exactly as they sound. They are areas of the ocean that are dead. The area of the ocean that are unable to support any more life, which arise mostly from livestock feed, agriculture pollution, as well as livestock manure running into the ocean or some other kind of imbalances. The number of dead zones observed since 2003 have more than tripled, with now in excess of 400 that exist and are growing worldwide. The African dead zone, according to scientists, has been caused by a combination of a strong upwelling current that brings abundant plankton along with the loss of sardines because of human fishing. In the past several decades, tens of millions of these tiny fish have been removed from the ocean for humans' consumption. So now, instead of sardines helping consume the plankton just dies in the water instead and sinks to the bottom of the ocean, where it decays and contributes to the formation of the poisonous gases methane and hydrogen sulfide. While methane gas can be volatile and explosive, hydrogen sulfide is poisonous to both humans and marine life. So this area has periodic explosions of methane and hydrogen sulfide. And when these gases erupt off the coast of Africa, many other fish die, and animals such as lobsters and crabs run onto the shore, trying to flee the poisonous gas. But sometimes they cannot avoid either. Scientists are now concerned that without a restoration of the ecological balance, death zones like this will just continue to be more and more, get bigger and bigger, which of course is lethal for all life. So this is a small but very good example of why we need to be vegan to renew the rightful balance of life. And of course, we also need to be organic vegan because so many of these death zones are caused and made worse by chemical fertilizers that are primarily used for livestock feed. So yes, be organic vegan. Thank you, Mademoiselle. And good luck. A lot of fun with your journalistic job. And send my love to all your colleagues in Radio Topka in Cotonou. God bless your country, Benin.
Merci, madame.
Merci à vous.
Thank you. Thank you, Master, for the answer.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. at least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Next question from Mr. Bertrand Baja Baissi, in charge of program at Télévision Deuxième.
Welcome, sir.
Merci, maître. Merci pour tout ce que vous faites. Votre mission est noble. Et je pense, rien qu'à voir la foule qui nous entoure, que le message passe. Il y a encore quelques années, c'était difficile de passer ce message. Je tiens aussi à rappeler que je suis un animateur d'une émission d'instruction spirituelle à Lomé, au Togo, sur TV2. Nous avons fait une émission il y a un an et demi sur l'intérêt d'être végétarien et végétalien. Ça n'a pas été facile, mais aujourd'hui, beaucoup sont revenus vers nous pour nous dire que l'expérience d'être végétarien ou végétalien a porté ses fruits. Nous nous en félicitons. Mais ce qui est paradoxal, c'est que dans les médias, tous les jours, nous avons des informations sur les risques que court notre terre. Aujourd'hui, en tant qu'Africains, que pouvons-nous faire pour arrêter les catastrophes dues au réchauffement de notre planète? Je vous remercie, maître.
Merci à vous. Hello, Monsieur Baja Baissi. Thank you for your noble concern. And thank you for sharing your thought with us. You see, the biggest thing, as I have mentioned already, is to forgo all animal products whatsoever and spread the message to as many people as possible that this is the solution. The number one and the main solution, the major solution. If I know any better solution, I would have informed everyone. Because I'm also concerned about the planet in which I still live. So the reason on the physical level is to stop methane and nitrous oxide, the two gases that are produced by livestock grazing. As we know now from the United Nations report, in 2006, livestock long shadow that the animals that are raised for meat are producing more greenhouse gases than all the worldwide transportation combined. So livestock is the number one cause of methane. Some years ago, it was already known that methane trapped up to 23 times more heat than carbon dioxide, which is the most well-known and main greenhouse gas. However, recently, scientists discovered that methane heats the environment up to 72 times more than carbon dioxide, average over a 20-year period. So actually, if we calculate this factor of 72 times instead of 23 times, as before estimated, the CO2, or carbon dioxide, warming equivalent is actually significantly higher by the methane. This means that the livestock industry contributes even more than what they originally estimated. In Africa, even though the livestock production is not on as large a scale as it is in some other countries, researchers have said that 70% of people in rural parts of the continent raise livestock, and they predict a large future growth based on anticipated demand. This is the trend we need to hold now. If we eliminate meat from our diet, global warming is reduced very quickly by a tremendous amount, if not the most of it. If everyone becomes vegan, stops raising more animals for food, and instead growing organic vegetables, our earth and the environment can be saved. And as quick as we could not even imagine, in a few weeks. Another important part of the remedy is to do good deeds, to spread the positive good energy. Also, we can pray to heaven for mercy and protection. We need heaven's intervention, and we need everyone now to cooperate to save the planet by being veg, going green, and doing good. Thank you, sir. I too pray for Africa's well-being, and I'm praying also the planet well-being. Thank you.
Thank you, Master, for your answer.
You're welcome, love.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The next question is from Madame Victorine Akunde from Togo. She is a director from a vegetarian kindergarten in Lomé, and she's a vegan.
Welcome, Madame.
Cher maître, je suis la directrice d'une école du cours élémentaire et je sers des plats végétaliens aux enfants à la cantine. Les parents sont d'accord, bien sûr. Mais ce qui me fait mal, c'est que les enfants ne peuvent manger végétalien qu'à l'école. À la maison, les élèves recommencent à manger de la viande, même s'ils ne le veulent pas. Quel conseil pourriez-vous me donner afin de permettre aux parents de continuer à faire manger végétalien aux enfants? Merci, maître.
Yes, madam. It pains me too to hear of this. Madam Director, thank you for your love, first of all, of the children, and your noble effort. May God bless you so much. What you are doing is already excellent. If the children have the true motivation to be vegan themselves, you have already helped a generation change. But meanwhile, perhaps there are dishes that you can share with the parents. Invite the parents to school for a night of good food and fun. Can also send recipes home or take recipes home. Also, you can share with the parents the results of a study finding that children who are smarter tend to be vegetarian when they grow up. In the United Kingdom, researchers measure the IQ of a group of children at age 10, and then again at adulthood. It was found that for every 15-point rise in IQ, the likelihood of the person being vegetarian rose by 38%. There are also many cases where the children themselves are the ones who bring awareness and excitement about the benefits of the veg diet to their parents. We could also even give them handouts showing some of the harms of meat and the benefits of being vegetarian, which our association members would be happy to provide for you. The other thing you can do is to show the kids very simple dishes that they can prepare for themselves. Even a simple rice and sesame dish can be delicious and satisfying and very easy to make. That way the child can feel more independent and could even offer some of their prepared meals to the parents to try. Once the parents at least accept the concept, they will likely to be more open and maybe become vegetarian themselves. So try your best to get a conversation going with the child's help and see if parents can open their heart and minds to this earth and life-saving diet. Many parents have tried it. Many of them have been satisfied at seeing how their children benefit from it. Like their health is better, they are more intelligent, more obedient, cooperative. Even their temperament is better. So there's nothing to lose, only to gain. Thank you for doing what you do, madam. And God bless you. God bless your students. And may you be successful in convincing the parents to feed their children and themselves with the compassionate or loving, blissful, healthy, wonderful vegetarian diet.
Thank you, Master. Thank you very much for all your answer.
Welcome.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Master, the children from the vegetarian school prepare four songs for you tonight. Would you like to listen to them now?
Oh, wow. Of course, I'm thrilled.
Master, now let's all welcome the children from the vegetarian school. with a warm round of applause. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bravo.
I mean,
Thank you so much. I was impressed. Wow, they're so beautiful and so smart. So beautiful children, so healthy, lovely. God bless you so much, sweethearts. Thank you, beautiful children. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Master. The next question is from Dr. Agbeko Kojo Tunu, a teacher and researcher at the Superior School of Agronomy at the University of Lomé. Dr. Tunu, thank you.
D'abord, merci pour avoir accepté d'être avec nous ce soir pour partager ce message si important. Il y a deux questions. La première, quels seraient, selon vous, les avantages de l'agriculture biologique par rapport aux problèmes actuels de l'agriculture en Afrique, tels que l'érosion, la sécheresse, la déforestation, la pauvreté des sols? La seconde question, quelles sont les contraintes et les avantages de la pratique d'une telle agriculture? Merci.
Merci. Bonjour, Dr. Tunu. Thank you. That's a very good question. As you may realize from your research, that the vegan diet is the real key and is the essence of the change that needed for saving our planet. Organic vegan is like a great bonus, because organic growing methods benefit not only human health, but also the environment. For example, a study conducted in the United States found that organic farming preserves topsoil and keep water bodies clean, and if used worldwide, would have the potential to absorb and store approximately 40% of all present-day CO2 emissions each year. This would be a direct benefit to our Earth. The other aspects of vegan organic farming that are beneficial, including things like crop rotation, mulching, and natural fertilizers. Crop rotation means that a field is planted each season with different crops. This variety approach helps keep the plants healthy and also restores fertility and nutrients to the soil. Other methods such as mulching and even a new method called no-till organic farming help retain moisture and reduce soil erosion considerably. Deforestation mostly caused by animals' feet, as forests are cleared to plant crops, for raised livestock, while hundreds of millions of people are starving in the world. So in general, vegan organic farming follows a philosophy of living in harmony with nature and protection for the planet and all beings. The methods employed support the natural balance between farming and the environment. Over time, the combination of this care and practice through the techniques available can go a long way toward restoring the balance from problems that may have arisen in the past. Also, there are many successful stories for organic farming already across the continent of Africa. For example, in the area surrounding Cape Town, South Africa, the townships are growing 100% organic gardens with crops that are sold locally A similar operation has begun in Kenya and in Uganda, where organic fertilizers were recently introduced. They are already seeing success with the soy and harvest. On your own continent, there are more and more, just too many to list here. So the benefits are immense. I highly encourage you to pursue a vegan organic farming method, if at all possible. Of course it is possible. Everything is possible when we want to save our planet. Everything is possible. It has to be possible for our own survival. You can bring manifold benefit in doing so, and you can be one of the growing success stories as it becomes more and more popular. Thank you, Dr. Tunu. Good question. God bless you with your future organic farming.
Merci.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
This conference is very important for the whole world, and we are very thankful to Master for revealing the situation so that we all can be a vegan vegetarian. Yeah. I hope and believe that people will become a vegan vegetarian and we will save the planet.
Elle a été très très enrichissante parce que avant nous ne savions pas ce que c'est que le régime végétarien. Aujourd'hui, voyez même je suis en train de manger voilà le riz végétarien. Ce n'est pas aussi différent que le riz que nous mangeons hein. Seulement, c'est la viande qui n'existe pas. Mais il y a une autre façon de préparer la viande, le tofu, c'est-à-dire la viande du soja, qui est aussi succulente que la viande que vous avez l'habitude de manger. Vraiment, je suis convaincu. J'avais commencé par m'y mettre. Maintenant, je vais encore redoubler d'efforts. Je crois que c'est le régime qu'il nous faut à tous pour retrouver vraiment l'ordre qui était établi, que nous avons contribuer à détruire. Ouais, je crois que ce serait une bonne chose si tout le monde revenait vraiment au régime végétarien. Si on parle d'être proche de la nature, c'est le végétarisme qui est vraiment le modèle le plus proche de la nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you, eco-friendly viewers, for your loving company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 6 of Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry coming up next, right after noteworthy news. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.